So is illness then a female energy because this is an experience?
Well, I don't know if illness itself is male or female. Male, illness is more of an imbalance of the male and female. You know, yeah, illness can be too much male energy or too much female energy, the one. So illness itself, per se, is fairly neutral. Like, say, the inflammation illnesses are male-oriented, too much male energy. The congestion, like cancer, is too much female energy, you know. So it's the imbalance. So we must have the balance. And when we have the balance, then a person is more perceptible to the soul. And then he'll just have a sense of what he needs to do. And if you don't have a sense of what you need to do, when you make a course correction in your life and you make it correctly, it will just feel right. Now, there's been times in my life I couldn't really figure out what I was supposed to do. And then when I finally did make a correction, and I wasn't really sure the correction was the right thing, but when I made it, it just felt right. And when it really feels right, then you think, oh, I finally figured it out. This is what I have to do. And when you figure that out, it will just feel like a big burden is taken off of you, because it's like you're driving around in a unknown territory and it looks like you're going in circles and you don't know how to get out of being lost. And then you finally find a sign saying, you know, Boise this way or whatever. And then you think, oh, what a relief. I went the wrong way and I have to do some backtracking, but at least I know how to get to Boise now. Or I know how to get back home. And you have a sense of relief about that. And so off you go. And even though you lost some time, it doesn't really matter because now you know you're going the right direction. And this is the way it feels when you make a course correction in life that leads you away from the cause of your disease or discomfort or pain. When you make the right decision that takes you away from the pain, you'll feel that sense of relief. So that's one thing you want to pay attention to. Number one, you want to pay attention to the pain, the discomfort, and try to figure out the symbolism, the message it's given you, and then the way out of the discomfort and the pain. You find the way out, you experiment, you don't know what it is for sure. If you don't know what path to take, you experiment, you do this, you do A, you B, do B, you do C, and if C all of a sudden feels right, all of a sudden you'll feel like finding that sign saying home this direction. And you don't care now that you backtracked, that you wasted time, you just want to get out of that discomfort, that dis-ease, D-I-S-E-A-S-E, dis-ease. And that's what disease is. You're not at ease. And when you find the way back, it puts you at ease. When you find yourself at ease, at peace, and heading back, you'll know that you made the right decision. Has anyone ever had that feeling before? That you didn't know what to do, and then you made a decision, and all of a sudden, the way you feel about the decision just confirms that it was right. You're shaking your head there. Yeah. Especially as far as your health is concerned, when you make a right decision that will improve your health, you'll also feel a little bit like Renfeld there. It's just will feel right. Not only your health, but say maybe your career or your destiny or your mission in life, you make the right decision, your soul will just send you like a packet of energy affirming, yes, you're headed the right direction. You'll just feel right about it. And if you make a decision that's wrong, it just won't feel right. Now, on the other hand, here's where a lot of people get confused. Oftentimes when people make the right decision, it's like those negative forces accumulate, not necessarily the dark brothers, which that's always a possibility, but just a natural reservoir of negative forces are on the other side of every positive decision. And negative forces accumulate, and they will give signs that you're headed the wrong direction. And I don't know how many times I've seen people make the right decision, and then they'll say, well, I got this sign, so I need to change my mind. And then I quote to them, well, you know what Jesus said about signs. A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh for signs. You know, so these people that are governing their life by signs are, why are they called adulterous by Jesus? Because in the Old Testament, Israel was called an adulteress when its heart went away from God. Okay? If you are making your decision based on an outward sign only, the outward things are not God. The God that you want to have contact with is in here. And I saw the 144,000 having the seal of God where? The name of God where? In their forehead. That's where God is. It's right in there and in there. It's not a sign out there. So we're committing spiritual adultery when we make a decision and we think it's the right one, and then all of a sudden, oh, that there's that sign out there. I guess I better change my mind. You know, you don't want to look at the sign. You want to look at the feeling inside. The feeling inside will lead you correctly. And oftentimes, my best decisions I've ever made had every sign in the world telling me I was wrong. Everything tells me I'm wrong. But I ignore them all and forge ahead anyway, and I've always been glad. Do not go by signs. Now it says signs will follow those that believe. When you make the right decision and forge ahead, even though all the signs tell you you're wrong, sooner or later, signs, you look behind and you'll see signs that you were right.
It's just like the story you told about you and your wife and your whole decision to get married.
Right.
All the family and everybody.
Right. She had every sign telling her that she wasn't supposed to get together with me, that she should avoid me like the plague. Well, maybe she should have. but anyway, she, with a little prodding from me, she ignored the signs and went ahead. And the question that I asked her that turned her around, well, her daughter at that time, now her daughter and I are good friends, but back then her daughter was alarmed at me. And she called her dad, her grandma, everybody she could think of, telling her she was marrying this Jim Jones crazy man type character, or getting together with him. And the pressure on her was enormous. And she called me up and she says, well, you know, maybe we better take it slower and, you know, have a little resting space here or something. And that's what all the signs were telling her. And then I said to her, do you remember the feelings of the Spirit when it said that we were supposed to be together? She said, yes. Okay, can you reflect back and remember what that feels like? She says, yes. Do you want to go with that feeling, or do you want to go with this confusing feeling that everyone is throwing at you? She says, I want to go with the good feeling. I says, well, let's do it then. And to her credit, she forged ahead, didn't change her mind, and was steady after that. Made me a little nervous right at that point, but...
You proposed to her on the telephone?
No, I'd already... I didn't really propose to her. I just pulled her aside one time and said, you know, it's in our destiny to get married. Before we even had a date. I just got the revelation, so I told her about it.
That's going to be in your book on pickup lines?
Yeah. And when I told her that, she said, blah, 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 this is going too fast.
Hey, I'm married. That's what she said.
And so I grabbed her and I gave her a big kiss and I told her I loved her, and she just, that was, solved the problem right there.
You loved her before you dated her? So now I've always been told if a man says he loves you before you date him or on the first week,
Well, it's because I had the spiritual manifestation of love, you know. And so it was a spiritual love at that time, more than anything.
Right. So follow your spirit, not your emotions.
But yeah, when I get the spiritual impression that I'm supposed to do something, I have learned through sad experience, the best thing to do is just go with it right then. You know, don't debate whether or not it's correct or anything. Because when I get an impression from the soul, it's always proven right. Not one time in my life has it not proven right. So, you know, why spend a lot of time messing around with it? So, I've told the story before about meeting her. I met her. I give a speech on divine carelessness that one evening, sat down, and whoa, the spirit came in and told me that, you know, she was going to be my next wife. And so I just accepted it and went with it. And next time I saw her, I told her about it. And... and well, it's 23 years now. Yeah, it's hard to believe that much time has passed.